It was another weekend of political stumping in Northeast Ohio as surrogates for Hillary Clinton staged an event near Cleveland Hopkins Airport, and later Donald Trump attracted thousands of people to the IX Center in Brook Park. Donald Trump spoke for about 45 minutes on Saturday night before an enthusiastic crowd, outlining his plans for his first 100 days in office and injecting some humor into his familiar notes about rigged elections and voter fraud.
There are 1.8 million dead people that are registered right now to vote. And folks, some of them vote. I wonder why. I wonder how that happened. Maybe they'll vote for Trump. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't be saying this.
The appearance at the IX Center in Brook Park was similar to a rally he held there in March. That was a simpler time for Trump when he was on an upward trajectory and didn't have to deal with the Billy Bush tape of Trump making lewd remarks about women. In recent weeks, national polls have shown declining support for Trump, and a Washington Post article on Friday titled "Trump in a Funk" showed an increasingly depressed candidate. But that doesn't hold water with Vivian Luther from North Royalton, who was at the IX Center rally on Saturday.
The media just made it seem that way. The media is against him. I'm really tired of the media. Now it's just clear to the American people that we have no real, honest media in this country anymore, and that's dangerous.
Luther did say that Trump seemed buoyed by the new talking points of what he would do during his first 100 days. One point, calling for an investigation into the Clinton Foundation, resonated with Luther. Another attendee at Saturday's event, Kevin Ellerby from Youngstown, likes Trump's plan to levy tariffs on companies that move jobs overseas. And he finds that Trump seems energized after the third debate.
Regardless of how the media has tried to beat him up, I think he has a really, really strong base that supports him and also kind of gives him that extra kick and say, hey, man, we see through a lot of the garbage just being thrown and we still got your back. So that in itself, I think, has encouraged him to, you know, continue to fight the fight.
Ellerby, who's black, says more people would support Trump if they listened past what the media is saying about him.
When you see a group of people and you say, what is the most important topic to that group of people? They're black, probably race. So now let's do our best to paint Donald Trump as a racist without actually saying he's a racist. But we're going to say he said that black people, what do you have to lose? Look at that. What kind of person would say that? Obviously, somebody who's maybe a bias and a bigot. They don't say he is. They just throw it out there and suggest it.
Trump briefly reiterated his what have you got to lose pitch to black and Latino voters on Saturday, but national polls show him lagging far behind Hillary Clinton with minorities. In Ohio, overall polls show the two candidates in a dead heat. That fact was not lost on union officials who held a brief press conference earlier in the day at UAW Local 1250 near Hopkins Airport. They gathered to blast Trump for buying Chinese steel. Michael Kilbane, a member of Ironworkers Local 17 and a Fairview Park councilman, said Ohio is still very much in play this election, and that includes historically Democratic Cuyahoga County.
Ohio is always in play for the Republican presidential candidate, and it always has. No Republican presidential candidate has ever won the White House without Ohio. And Cuyahoga County is a very progressive voice for Ohio, and it basically put Barack Obama where he is twice.
Harriet Applegate, executive secretary with the North Shore AFL-CIO, echoed Kilbane's comments, adding,
the people in Cuyahoga County and in Cleveland, Ohio, are good people. They're solid. They're reasonable. They're friendly and decent. Trump is none of those things, and I'm hopeful that people will vote about basic human values here. It's almost not about issues anymore. And I think Hillary put that very well in her third debate. You know, what kind of people are we? What kind of country are we, and what do we want to be?
Both campaigns are expected to heavily focus on Ohio in the remaining weeks before Election Day. Vice President Joe Biden will be in Ohio today, including a stop in Cleveland. And Trump running mate Mike Pence will be in Ohio tomorrow. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.